Hello?
Mr. President.
I can hear you now, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, and I want to thank you very, very much for carrying Ohio by about 1 million votes, because when I was asked this morning, I was on television, and I was asked the question whether the president's majority had anything to do with my being elected. I said, don't be silly.
Well, I want to thank you, Steve, for carrying it at all, because I just think I'm mighty proud of you. And Hubert and I and Lady Bird and Muriel were just sitting down here at the range having breakfast and thinking about you.
Well, I thank you an awful lot.
We think that wonderful girl of yours did a fine job, and you were mighty nice to work with, and we were just so proud of you, and I'm happy that the good Lord made it possible for you to come in.
I'm happy that you and Hubert came into Ohio, and that meant so very much to me. And otherwise, this fella Taft Jr. Would be in the Senate for the next 6 years if it hadn't been for the trips you made in. And that boy will run when he runs for office again. He'll be running for Congress or the Senate. He'll not be running for president as he did this last time.
Yeah, that's right.
Hide himself up with, he's really an extremist, Mr. President.
Yeah, well, we started working on them, and we just begun to fight. We're going to deal with them, Steve.
I know, and I'm awfully glad I'm going to be able to help, to vote for you.
Well, you know the main reason for your election, don't you?
What's that?
You know the main reason for your election, don't you?
I do know.
That's your wife.
That I'm a supporter of your brother?
No, the main reason is your wife.
Thanks.
Lady Bird wants to tell you how much she enjoyed being out there with her, and then Hubert wants to talk to you, but we're mighty proud of you. What happened to Bolton? We beat him, didn't we?
Bolton was beaten, too.
Well, that's all right. Now, did we pick up any congressmen?
Yes, we did. We picked up, Strength was defeated. Rich down in Cincinnati was defeated. we did all right. And Rachel was, you tell the first lady that Rachel was my secret weapon in Ohio.
We said that she's the best ever, and that's the reason you got elected. And you better be nice to her too, Steve.
Okay, Mr. President.
She walks out on you, you're going to be in a hell of a shape.
Yes, sir.
Now, wait a minute. Here's Lady Bird.
Thank you so much.
Senator?
Oh,
you give Rachel my affectionate regards and tell her I sure did enjoy the trip we took together.
I thank you so very much, and I'll tell her that the president said that if I left her and didn't treat her right, that I was sunk.
And Muriel is sitting here, and she said to send Rachel her fond regards, too.
Thank you a lot. Rachel really helped me a lot in Ohio.
And here is Hubert.
Thank
Steve.
You. Thank you. Hello, Hubert.
Steven, now you ought to be ashamed of yourself knocking off a young fellow like that.
Vice President, you know that your colleague Gene said he's coming down to Washington to see my slingshot.
Yeah, he did. That's wonderful.
You know that this fellow Taft Jr. is really a right winger who believes he questioned. He said he had reservations about the nuclear test ban treaty, and, you know.
Yeah.
I blasted him on that and so forth. Well, he isn't running for president just now, is he?
No, not right now. You sort of knocked him off.
Yes, I did.
By golly, I'll tell you, we're sure proud of you, Steve.
Well, thank you so much.
And I'll tell you, I'm
really happy you are the vice president, and I'm looking forward to see you presiding. Quite a bit, man.
Well, I'm going to be there, and the president said that because you were so good to him that I had to recognize you any time that you wanted to speak.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Say, the president wants to know if you've denounced civil defense this morning.
No, but I did it through the campaign.
You did it through the campaign. All right. Goodbye. Give Rachel our best.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.